Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
The World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around the county town.
Yes. Wonderful, wonderful. This is the World Tour of Taunton, and this is Craig, Terry and Jason, and we are at the North Street Congregational Church, Church Hall, I suppose. Now, there is an event going on here. We need to find out all about it. And we have Karen, and I know it's going to take you a long time to tell us, but what is your role? Because you did say just now, it's quite a long title.
Yeah, so my name is Karen Holden, and I'm the Associate Director for Patient-Centred Care at Musgrove Park Hospital in Taunton.
Right, tell us all about what's going on here today.
Yeah, so we're really excited by this event that Musgrove and the Beacon Centre are hosting today. It's all about living well with long-term conditions. So for patients and people who have maybe got a long-term condition, perhaps had a stroke or they've got Parkinson's disease or they've had cancer and are living through that or into the community beyond that. So it's really thinking about sort of things that we can do to maybe look after our health and our care better, but really about how we integrate into the community. So moving care from being very Musgrove-centric to what we can do out and about in Somerset.
And also home-centric as well, obviously. Looking around, there's an awful lot of different types. And you were saying to me earlier on that you've widened it slightly this year. So not only is it just for people who are in those sort of areas, but also something a little bit wider. We're talking about possibly looking after yourself, that type of thing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We saw the opportunity, having run the event for the last few years, just for patients who have been through the Beacon Centre services and the survivorship programme. We saw the opportunity really to widen it to the community as a whole and thinking about what we could do to live well better, prevent us getting into those situations where our health's deteriorating. So really pleased that we've had public health and a lot more of the community services here this year.
There are exhibitors everywhere at the moment.
It is
just sort of basically there's people everywhere. Are you pleased with the turnout?
Yeah, really, really excited. I mean, you can hear in the background
the hubbub.
Yeah, the hubbub, exactly. Yeah, and we're really hoping to get a great footfall to support this event this year, but also to give us confidence about running it again in the future. So we'd like people to come down, experience it, join in. They can just pop in. They don't have to stay for the whole time. They can just drop in, see what they need to see, what's relevant to them, and then give us some feedback to let us know what they'd like us to do in the future.
One other thing, which is slightly random, but I remember it with my own circumstances some years back, is that if people are concerned, I understand they can drop into the Beacon Centre and not a guided tour, but if people are in coming up to what you have to come up to, the Beacon Centre, just drop in and the Beacon Centre will help you out?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got an information hub in the Beacon Centre. We've got volunteers and staff that man that area, and we're always glad to try and talk people through what that experience might be for them. So yeah, be very, very welcome to do that.
And I can personally testify how good that is.
Thank you.
Karen, thanks ever so much.
We're going to
wander around. We'll try not to get in the way and just find out exactly what's going on around the event. I hope it's brilliant. Looks like it's going to be, without a doubt.
Thank you. Fantastic.
That's Karen from the hospital, and this is building and building and building. There are people everywhere.
It is. It's jam-packed at the moment, and it's really interesting seeing all these people together and all the different stands, and there's a couple that I want to go and have a look at as well.
Right, so we ought to play a little bit more music for you guys out there, and then we'll have a wander around, and we'll be back. This is the World Tour of Taunton. Jason, Craig and Terry, North Street Congregational Church, opposite Debenhams. Come on down.
The World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around the county town.
I'm not sure this is for us, Jace, where we are at the moment, but we're going to do it anyway.
We're in the beauty section.
We've come to the beauty section, and I got a feeling these ladies here are going to have their work cut out if they're going to beautify any of us. Craig, maybe. He's the beautiful one, isn't he? Let's be fair.
I was going to say, they're going to need a lot of makeup for you and I.
They really are. Right, let's go across. I've got Gillian Sanders with me from Boots Number 7, and they are here as part of the exhibition. So tell me what you're doing here, basically.
What we do is we're going to be obviously looking after ladies that have who are not very well.
Right.
We also support Look Good, Feel Better sessions in the Beacon Centre. So like Sandy says,
So we're here today. So the ladies on number 7 are actually professionally trained McMillan advisors.
Right.
So this will allow the ladies to come in with that little bit more sensitivity with their concerns. And our number 7 ladies will just make them feel fantastic when they leave the store as
I think
well.
That is absolutely fabulous. I really didn't know this was going on. But what the, my wife died some years ago
I'm
for cancer.
And,
so I know a lot about what goes on at the Beacon Centre. Didn't know this bit, did. So what? I mean, it must be fantastic to be able to do that with people who have got life-limiting illnesses.
Absolutely, and with Boots also, we have such a great network in the store, so the ladies can actually come in, have a McMillan-trained advisor, have their makeup needs done as well, but also our pharmacists are trained McMillan advisors, so they can actually go there and ask for some advice also.
Right. So have you done this, because this isn't the first one, have you done these exhibitions before?
We have.
Yeah, we did the cricket ground not so long ago.
Right.
So, yeah, we're very familiar with these exhibitions.
Right. And, I mean, for people who are in this position, it's a fairly big lifeline for them,
yeah.
for ladies in particular, obviously, because... And it's a little bit more for you ladies than it is for us guys, wanting to be able to look good, wanting to be able to feel good, given that, you know, you're in a position of having life-limiting illnesses.
Absolutely. And we feel when the ladies leave, when they come in and they feel great about themselves, when they leave, they feel $1 million at the end of it. And that makes us really happy
that
as well.
Absolutely fantastic. Well done, ladies. I think it's a brilliant idea. Thank you very much. I think you're going to have your work cut out trying to do anything with me. I think I was a long shot many years ago. Thanks, guys. That's Julie and Sandy. They're from Boots number 7. What a fantastic thing to do.
I must admit, I am somewhat surprised. A big company are investing in training people at McMillan. That is brilliant.
It's really just super. I mean, I've had some dealings with the Beacon Centre, but I didn't even know that was there. But what a fantastic thing to do.
And let's face it, Craig will vouch for this. There's nothing like going and having a facial, getting your makeup done, and feeling better for yourself. So why not, especially when you're in a time when you really need that.
You're getting the look here, you know, you're getting the look here.
Well, I'm sure he wants his skin tone colour match, don't you, Craig? That's what you're looking at.
You're doing well,
actually. What would you say I was?
I think you're doing really well today. I do.
Thanks. I would say warm beige, I would
say.
Yeah,
that'll do. I tell you what, as I said, they're going to have their work cut out dealing with me. There's no doubt about it. I think I was gone years ago.
Polyfiller.
Oh, that's harsh.
Oh, that's harsh.
This is the World Tour of Taunton with Terry, Craig and Jason. North Street Congregational Church, opposite Debenhams. It's the only way we can tell you, really, but everybody knows where we are. Right opposite Debenhams. And this is an exhibition all based on people with life-limiting or life-changing illnesses. Come on down.
The World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Visitor Centre. Follow them online, search Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
Here we are at the North Street Congregational Church, right opposite Debenhams, and an exhibition run by Musgrove Park Hospital and the Beacon Centre to do with people with life-limiting illnesses, but it's not just that, loads of things. And it's pretty darn busy.
It is.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Absolutely packed, and I've also noticed there's tea and cake as well. You have
well,
noticed,
you, I
you?
Haven't, no.
No.
Well, I'm glad you did that. Once the breakfast has gone down, we'll have to go and grab
it's,
a... Well,
it's time.
It is time. It's time. Right, now, I'm with Ben from the Dermatology Department at Musgrove. And one of the things that this exhibition is also doing is looking at prevention. Ben, good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're good, thank you.
Jolly good. Now, skin cancer, it's one... Would I be right in saying it's one of the most commonest of cancers?
Yes, and in the southwest particularly, we see a higher prevalence of skin cancer compared to other areas in the country.
And is that, presumably that's because we down here it gets a little bit more sunny than anywhere else?
Yeah, and also we have a slightly more aged population. Retired people come to the southwest, and obviously skin cancer can be a cumulative thing over a lifetime of sun exposure.
Yeah, right. Now, hopefully, the rain and drizzle that we've been experiencing for the last couple of days will revert to the beginning of the week, with summer coming along. So tell us a little bit about what people should do to try and avoid the obviously getting involved in skin cancer.
Well, I think people, when they go on holiday, are really, really good at protecting their skin and being aware of the effects of the sun. And so when they go abroad, they slap on the sun cream and they don't particularly go out when it's the hottest time of the day. But in this country, we don't think about it so much because It's obviously not as hot outside, but we've still got the UV rays that are still affecting people. So I think in this country, people need to be very aware, particularly when it comes to the summertime. But even when it's cloudy, they're still at risk of getting sun exposure and higher risk of getting skin cancer.
So. Question I wanted to ask for me personally, I hate anything on my arms. So even in the winter, I don't cover up my arms. Should I be, as a matter of course, putting some sort of sun cream on my arms? Because I'm a freckly guy as well, which means I'm more at risk as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly during the hottest part of the day, in the midday, it's good to cover up. We would say covering up is better than putting any cream on, and particularly in the summer months. But yes, there's some products next door that you can try and use. So there's lots of different ranges of sun cream, but it would be advisable to put some sun cream on if you're not using.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, Craig's alongside me. Are you a sun buff then, Craig?
Yeah, I used to be until I was made more aware of the fact that there can be a lot of damage made to your skin as a result of spending too much time in the sun. But also, I just wanted to ask the question about the fact that also there was an increase in more people becoming, I think it may be anemic, because if you're cutting down the vitamin D to your skin, that can also cause problems as well. So should people try to find a balance, or do you think full protection is better?
Vitamin D is very subjective to each person, but you only need a small amount of time outside to get enough for your vitamin D levels. So it's probably just 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the late afternoon is enough for your vitamin D levels. So that shouldn't be a problem. We don't want people to stay indoors all day because they're worried about it, but they can get on with their normal activities. And when it's slightly warmer, then there's a range of different creams and products to use to help protect them. But always you can, long sleeve shirts and a wide brim hat when it's in the summertime.
Brilliant. Now, what should people be looking for? We've heard things about moles. If you get a mole or something which changes shape, is it basically anything that isn't like it used to be? Would that be fair?
Yeah, it's if you've got a lot of moles and things have changed shape or size or colour, but also if you've got a lesion that's not healing, that maybe crusts over and then scabs again. So that's the sort of thing we would advise people, if they're concerned at all, just go and see their GP.
Right, say no more.
I've just got one other quick question about UV.
I knew you did, that's why I looked back at you.
I was, when I was in Thailand, I was under the boat. I was out on the sea and I was covered by the boat, but I still got really bad sunburn because somebody said the UV can reflect off the sea. So UV can reflect off windows and reflective surfaces?
Yeah. So if you're out sailing or out on a boat, the sun bounces around. The same as when you're skiing, it might be minus 10 when you're skiing, but you can still come back with a sunburn, because the sun is just bouncing all over. And again, when you're skiing, you'll be up at higher altitude, so there's a higher risk to that as well.
See, I don't think many people knew that.
Because it's not actually the heat of the sun that's burning you.
No.
It's the UV rays that
that's
are burning you.
Yeah.
So it may be, as you say, quite cool. But if you've got strong sunlight and you've got less atmosphere to trap it, then you could really suffer quite badly.
The same as with sunbeds. There's more sunbed shops popping up, and they are very high risk because people don't know the cumulative effects of, after years and years, having used a sunbed before, that can come back and cause you problems in later life.
I just can't understand people using sunbeds personally. Either of you guys use sunbeds?
No.
I used to.
Yeah, but not anymore, see?
No, I haven't for 6 years.
You can sort of pop potassium permanganate turns your brain. And that won't do you any harm either.
But UV also ages your skin.
As you can see, probably, Well, mine not too bad.
So a lot of tanning products that you can just apply, or tanning booths, things like that. If you want to, look slightly more tanned, there's lots of products that you can use that you haven't got to go outside and have sun exposure.
Right. Ben, thanks ever so much. That's Ben there from the dermatology department, Musgrove. Very, very sound advice.
Yes, indeed it is, because even last week in Berlin, we came back from doing our kind of Saturday morning show and I was slightly red in the face because the sun had caught me. It's really surprising.
You've got to be really, really careful. Okay, we are at North Street Congregational Church, opposite Debenhams, an exhibition here all about people with life-limiting, life-changing illnesses. Come on down, say hello and see what's going on.
The World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around the county town.
Very good, very good. Craig, Jason and Terry, World Tour of Taunton. We're at the North Street Congregational Church opposite Debenhams for a, well, I suppose it's a mixture, isn't it? And what we're talking about here is an exhibition set up by Musgrove Park Hospital and the Beacon Centre for people with life-limiting illnesses, but also we've also seen them with prevention is part of it here. You've got blood pressure and and that we were talking to the skin cancer and, and that sort of thing. So
all really, really valuable information.
Absolutely. Right, we're here with a couple of volunteers. Your name again?
I'm Janet.
Janet
and my colleague is Linda and we run this solely.
Right, and Linda's just diving out the way to make sure you're the one that does the chatting. I'll get her in a minute, don't worry.
She's the artistic one.
Oh right, so what we're talking about here is every Wednesday at the Beacon Centre, you and other volunteers, you set up this, and we're talking about ladies' headwear. Tell us a little bit about what this is all about.
Well, on a Wednesday, we offer headwear to ladies who are going to lose their hair. We would like to offer it to men, but we don't have the...
You don't have the facilities to
do that. Well, we have the facilities, but we don't have the headwear that men would wear, really.
I would wear a couple of that, I've got to be honest, but that's another story.
Occasionally a man, we can advise men where to find them.
Yeah.
But we offer every Wednesday in conjunction with the WIC service, and we are in the Beacon Centre on a Wednesday, non-profit making. And we, as I said,
so as far as the wigs are concerned, you were telling me that the wigs are actually professionally made and you have a professional that comes down and advises on wigs at the same time as you're there with the headgear.
And if a patient is going to lose their hair, they are given an allowance towards a wig,
right,
which in Somerset is quite generous.
So for ladies, I would imagine totally losing your hair for some of them can be a pretty devastating experience.
I think it's one of the most devastating because, and quite often, a lady will have gone through diagnosis and then perhaps an operation, then to be told chemotherapy and losing their hair. And this can all be within 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And they come to us when they are quite low.
I mean, I've got personal experience. I lost a family member some years ago. And she didn't lose her hair during chemo, which we were quite, but we did have this discussion. Now, looking at your, obviously this is radio, which is a bit of a shame, but on the table here, there are various different types. So you've got a full-blown hat, which obviously some of the ladies would want to wear, and there's different ones. But here are like, these are scarves, are they? But they do cover the whole of the head?
No, we really are in the business to advise what you can do to make yourself look better.
Right.
So most of our items are separate and you can buy or use different...
So accessory, mix and match.
Mix and match. All these scarves can be used in conjunction with the headwear we sell.
And they're very, very colourful, aren't they?
So
they're
just show them what you can do. You don't have to look boring with just a pull-on hat now.
Right.
Accessorise... Cheer yourself up, and it's surprising how, when they've been shown what we offer, they go away feeling much better.
Absolutely brilliant. So this is every Wednesday in the central atrium of the Beacon Centre.
Correct.
And like us, you're all volunteers.
We're volunteers, and just two of us run it.
The two of you?
Two of us run this, and we have done since.
She's nodding over here, but she still hasn't said anything, has she?
Ever since we've been in the Beacon Centre, it's just been the two of us.
Right.
And we've developed
I'm going to grab her. You're not getting away with this. I think this is absolutely fantastic. You must get a great deal of satisfaction
out of
seeing perhaps ladies and women changing from despair and just beginning to sparkle a little bit, even though they're going through terrible times.
As Janet said, they're coming to us at a very, very low period.
Yeah.
And they go away just having that bit more confidence and realising they still can look good.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, ladies, absolutely brilliant. I mean, volunteering is great, so please keep up with the good work, because it's really, really good. Really, Jason, really good.
And can I just say, I'm just in my mind thinking about things, but losing your hair for a lady is devastating, but it also brings the illness to the front and makes it, you know, people aware of it. They might have been hiding it. So to lose your hair and being able to use their services to cover up that is brilliant, because it just brings your illness to a front, and that it's a horrible thing. So.
And what I like about this also is it's not just putting on a wig or putting on a hat. Look at the colours. And as Janet was saying, the mix and match as well. It's just absolutely superb. It's brilliant. It's really good.
And can I just say, you'd have to be a lady, because tying them and putting them on, we would never do that. Can you imagine us trying to tie a headscarf on?
You just stick a baseball cap on you're a bloke, wouldn't you, really, I suppose.
True.
So,
although most of our patients are people suffering from cancer, we do have alopecia patients come, and they're entitled to wigs. They don't very often buy things from us, but the service is available to anybody suffering
and
hair loss.
I'm going to say, it's devastating to suffer hair loss for whatever reason that you do it. Yeah.
So it's
good stuff. Brilliant. Right, this is the World Tour of Taunton. Jason, Craig and Terry. The North Street Congregational Church rooms opposite Debenhams. And this is a brilliant exhibition. I think, personally, one of the best ones we've been to for a long time.
It is. It's on until 1:30, so make your way here quickly. There is rumours they'll be staying a little bit longer than 1:30, but make your way down here as soon as you can.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason, Craig and Terry out for the World Tour of Taunton. And of course, it's supported by the award-winning Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for details of events taking place in and around the county town. Now, we are here at a fabulous event today, aren't we, Terry?
We are. North Street Congregational Church opposite Debenhams. Something set up by Musgrove Park Hospital and the Beacon Centre, which is initially started off for people with life-limiting or life-changing illnesses, for them to be able to do different things, to access different services. But it is expanded now into prevention. We've seen various bits and pieces. But one of the things that caught your eye in particular, I know, Craig, is volunteering. We, of course, are volunteers as far as the radio station is concerned. And we all know that volunteers are the backbone of actually what's done. So we sort of slunk into a little corner here, and your name, sir, is?
Tim.
Tim. And you represent CSW, which is your parent company, but this is all about people in the social sector and volunteers being put in with either with people or within adult social care.
Yeah, so our service is Somerset You Can Do, and it's encouraging volunteering with Somerset County Council, with the hospital services in Somerset. We're encouraging people to consider giving 2 or 3 hours a week of their time with children's services, adult social care. We're encouraging people to work with cardiac rehabilitation groups, speech and language therapy, become transport drivers. We run a community scheme of drivers working across the whole of Somerset. So if you've got some time to spare, come along and volunteer.
So how many have you got at the moment? Have you got a fair amount of people that are operating? Just, it sounds like a whole load of services that need some help out there.
We've got about just over 1,000 volunteers currently working in Somerset County Council and in the NHS.
Right, that's brilliant. So if somebody wants to get involved, how do they go about doing that?
They can contact us at somersetvolunteer.co.uk. Or you can do at csw group.co.uk,
and presumably they'd have to go through some sort of training, CRB or DBS as it is now, those types of things.
Yeah, we will take them from recruitment, explain the process, induction, check out their CRB, collect references, match with the relevant service, ensure warm handover to that service.
So is anybody really with a couple of hours to spare? Be a couple of hours up to as many hours as they can spare?
Yeah, we have some people who are actually volunteering 4 or 5 days a week, but many people doing 2, 3, 4 hours a week as well.
Tim, thanks ever so much.
Cheers.
Volunteers, how many times have we said on the station, volunteers, what make the world go round, really? Because that's what we are as well, aren't we?
They do, yeah. Not everybody can afford to pay for services, so people volunteer, they get something out for it, and most of all, the people that are volunteering get something from it. So it's a great way to spend some time.
So if anybody out there has got some time, then this is the thing to do, is it not, Craig?
Yes, absolutely, it is. Of course, we are here at the North Street Church Rooms. It's all coming to an end about 1:30. They will still be here for a little bit longer, but make your way down. It's a great event with loads of stands, with lots of things to see and do, so make sure you come on down.
And if you want to volunteer then the best is you can do at cswgroup.co.uk.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. So it's visit somerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around our county town.
Yes, we're still here at the North Street Church Congregation for the Living Well exhibition, and we are at the Somerset Wood Turners Club with Terry. He's busy talking to them.
He is indeed, as always. Terry knows everyone.
Let's see if let's interrupt and find out what's going on. Yeah. So Terry, what's going on here?
Right, well, we got some old friends of mine and one old friend of the radio station, because this is the Somerset Wood Turners, okay? Nigel and Dave, they're both ex-policemen, just like me. We can't help it. There's a lot of us about. And you'll remember Nigel because he comes to the Somerset markets, the Christmas markets. Nigel, it's nice to see you again, dear boy.
How are you doing?
We're doing very well, yeah. Having a great day.
Now, the reason you're here is because you've actually produced some specific products for some of the people that have life-limiting or life-changing.
Well, that's right. One of our club members, his wife had treatment at the Beacon Centre, and that's how we got involved. We made some wig stands for the Beacon Centre so that they could then sell them on to raise funds, but also to give to the people that had the wigs to put them on, because when you take it off you need someone to place it. Well, there was a plastic wig stand that they had which were a bit naff, so we made some nice wooden ones.
And I have to say, looking at them, I mean, you could put a wig on them obviously, but you could have put a hat. You could put all sorts of different things on. But the obvious is that here's one they made earlier.
Make the wig though.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. And I'm assuming another thing to do is obviously to advertise the club, Somerset Wood Turners Club.
That's the reason for today's visit. Is it doesn't matter what your state of health is, you can do wood turning if you want to. It's not a difficult thing to do, so hopefully we can promote wood turning in itself, but also to promote our wood turning club, which we meet once a month on the second Monday of the month down at the cattle market at Bridgewater.
But presumably, if you've got mobility issues, and as in getting yourself around walking wise, you can sit down and do it.
Yeah.
It seems to me a marvellous thing to be able to do if you've got those types of issues.
You just need to adapt your lathe or to your situation. There are wood turners. There's a professional wood turner in a wheelchair. His lathe is on its side, as opposed to this one being straight up and down. So it's not impossible. And all right, if you're not feeling too well, you don't have to go out and do it.
Absolutely.
But when you feel like it, and of course, wood turning is a very relaxing thing to do.
Exactly.
It gets rid of all the stresses and strains of the day.
Nigel, brilliant. Nice to see you. www.somersetwoodturners.co.uk.
That's it.
Yay. So if you're interested in that, get onto the website and get in contact with them. Nice. Thanks ever so much.
Cheers.
I suppose it'll be Christmas next time when we see you again.
Yeah, we're down at Christmas.
Are you doing any of the rural livings this year?
No, I'm at West Somerset Railway in August.
Well, we might be down. We're often down there. Nice. Thanks ever so much. That's Nigel Mannix and the rest of the tribe here, Somerset Wood Turners. And what a great idea, actually, getting something that's a real good spec. I mean, they're really nice, rather than a bit of plastic.
And they make so many different things.
Don't they just? I mean, I've got quite a few of Nigel's stuff, but there's all sorts of different stuff here. There's bowls. I had my partner gave me a lovely clock at Christmas, and it's just absolutely brilliant. Actually, might have been my daughter, so I'm going to be in trouble as to which one did it. No. They know. And it's just really good. Right, now we're slowly moving towards the inexorable in a minute. This is the wellbeing exhibition at the North Street Congregational Church opposite Debenhams. Do come on down. Lots of things going on. And one of the really important things that we've seen so far is the prevention side of stuff. I think that is vitally, vitally important.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search visit somerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around our county town.
Now we have found ourselves at the next stand, which was all about the citizen's advice and whether you need advice about the benefits. I thought this is really important to just touch on, just because my sister, when she had her diagnosis, she was she became very ill very quickly, and didn't actually let her employers know that she was ill because of her condition. So unfortunately she lost her job, and so when she was going through the process of the operation, radiotherapy, etc., she needed her finances to keep going. So I think it'd be really good just to talk about the benefits that are on offer, actually, for somebody who has been diagnosed and is unable to work. So with me is Rhoda and Christine. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, welcome. We're good, and you're right, your sister should have, hopefully, have heard of Citizens Advice, because we are a one-stop shop for all advice needs, whether that is employment, benefits, debt, housing, the whole gamut. And it's a shame that she lost her job, because when you're going through any sort of diagnosis and treatment plan, having the right support in place is really essential. We advise on benefits is our biggest topic area, unsurprisingly, especially given all the changes. But we've also got specialist projects in Macmillan, advising anyone affected by cancer and multiple sclerosis, so those people can directly access specialists. But we also offer a service to anybody. Anybody at all, with or without health needs.
She's sorted now. She's got her PIP, because I know the benefits over the last kind of few years, the government have changed, you know, the names and the eligibility criteria. But for anybody that wants to know about that, the Citizens Advice, you've got an office in Taunton, have you?
We do. We have offices across the country. We're all independent charities. But yeah, Citizens Advice Taunton operates from Taunton, but we have offices in Wellington and a number of outreaches. We also advise at the hospital by email, telephone or drop-in. So we're hopefully really accessible if someone can't get out and about either.
Yeah, no, I think that's amazing. Christine, what part do you play here today?
I'm a volunteer with Citizens Advice, which I find is really worthwhile. I sort of work on one day a week on the drop-in centre as a gateway assessor. So people just come in, sit and wait, maybe 10-minute wait, maybe an hour wait.
I think it's great. Just your colleagues down the road there, they specialise in recruiting volunteers for adult social care, children's social care, and I was saying just how important it is. Volunteers play such an important and massive role, I think, within the community. And Taunton and Somerset in general have such a generous group of people there. How long have you been doing what you've been doing?
I've been doing it only about 18 months, 2 years. I mean, it's quite a long training course, because it's got to be, because of the...
huge amount of information, I guess.
Huge amount of information that we talk to. But we have definitely a support with us. We're not just chucked in with a client and left our own devices. There is always, always support that we can ask, other documents we can access. But it's worthwhile, but we are becoming an ageing population. So volunteers are becoming aged, but we do need the younger ones in. Definitely. Like yourself, you'd make a brilliant volunteer.
If I had more time, because obviously the community radio station Tone FM is run by volunteers, yeah, so I'm doing my bit for the community
good,
as well. And I think it's really important to get this message out there as well. So hopefully, and if anybody wants to volunteer, what are the contact details?
If you want to volunteer, you can pop onto the Citizens Advice Taunton website, which is tauntoncab.org.uk. There's a section on there that says join us or volunteer with us, and you can click that, and it's got all the ways that you can help out. And we are, if we don't have volunteers, we don't have a service. We have about 70 volunteers that work at Citizens Advice Taunton, and without them, we wouldn't be able to deliver the advice that we give.
That's amazing. It really is. Jason?
It is indeed. And if you want general advice from the Citizens Advice Bureau, you can give them a call on 03 444 889 623. That's 03 444 889 623.
Yeah. Rhoda, Christine, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Have a great afternoon.
And you.
Thank you very much.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.